Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And we're still in the West End.
Still in the Champagne Cafe, as it happens.
Yes. And we are talking about the musical we saw this afternoon, Six.
Yeah, there's been so much buzz about this musical, sort of British Hamilton.
Yeah.
That you always fear that it can't possibly live up to the hype.
And I discovered Six early. I was an early adapter.
Yes, you have been boring me to my eyebrows. When I was speaking of hype, I was talking mainly about you.
Yes, it has found an audience now, but I was an early adapter. And it does. It simply lives up to the hype.
It really does. It is. I see it as a rock opera meets Horrible Histories. With a bit of a feminist twist, actually.
It's an incredibly clever show in that it's simple yet effective.
It really just has six women each singing a group number, then each presenting their case in a way that you, unfortunately, compared to Cats, basically an audition as to why they were the ones most hard done by Henry. But what it is trying to do is write the history that we know these women as nothing other.
You mean write herstory?
Yeah, herstory. We know them as nothing other than wives, and not even wives, but how their lives ended. You know, we all know the horrible histories: divorce, beheaded, died,
beheaded, survived.
We know that, right? And kind of that's it.
I mean, I know a fair bit more because I'm a nerd, but.
But really, their backstories are forgotten. The fact that these were human beings is kind of forgotten. And this, that all of this makes it sound kind of deep and worthy.
But it's also funny.
It's clever. It's funny. It's beautifully produced. The costumes and the lighting are spectacular.
And what I also loved was the young audience.
It was exceptionally young. And it was like going to, I don't know, a Taylor Swift concert or something. All of these young people, mostly women, just going off their tree. And it was so wonderful on a Monday afternoon, 2 days before Christmas, to see families and young people in just adoring this theatrical production.
It's clever, it's smart, and I'm glad this show exists, and it is coming to Australia.
Sydney.
And then Melbourne and then Adelaide, so I assume it won't be long until Brisbane.
Yeah, if we don't get beheaded between now and then.
Yeah.
And it has a strong fan base, and I think it will have a really good market, and it's the kind of thing that if you did take your year 10 or 11 history class, they'd actually thank you. Instead of wanting to do sacrificial something.
Yes, it's a clever show. It does what it needs to, and it doesn't lose anything by just being what it is.
It is what it is, and it also shows its own history as something that's come out of the Edinburgh Fringe very, very clearly. You can see the germ of that. It's obviously become more
polished.
Sophisticated and polished, but really, it has that edge, that slightly out there boundary pushing edge that you'd expect from a fringe festival meeting West End polish.
But it doesn't sacrifice either.
No.
And I think that is really hard to do, and I award this show.
And it's performed in quite a small theatre and performed a couple of times a day or night.
Yep.
It would be very, very demanding on the all-female six cast members.
And all-female band.
The entire female band. It's really turning the tables. But you wouldn't go and see it just because that. You'd go to see it because it's a bloody good show.
Yes. Rating.
High distinction.
I'd agree. High distinction. And I suspect I'll be giving a lot of high distinctions on this trip.
Maybe. Waitress tonight.
Waitress tonight.
Catch you later.
Bye-bye.